Good day, everyone. Thank you very much for your patience today. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to the ATRT3 Leadership Call on the 7th of October, 2019 at 1900 UTC. And the members, leadership members joining the call today are Sebastian, Michael, Cheryl, Vanda.
If you speak up, I think that pretty much sums it up. I'm happy to field questions about any of those things.
Sebastian, I'm going to mute your line that we have feedback. From ICANN.org, we have Jennifer and Nagar and Brenda. We have technical writer Bernie joining us. We have apologies from Pat and Yop, I believe, sent apologies for today's call. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks very much, Brenda. I appreciate that you've all battled through all sorts of gremlins. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong getting school started today. But luckily, it's fairly a standard rinse and repeat here. And so with that, let's get ourselves, as our usual administrivia, noting, please, of course, that Pat has sent his regrets for today's call. Is there any statement of interest updates that we need to have? And not seeing anyone trying to get my attention in the room or in the chat. Let's assume not. Noting that we've really only got in today's call so far, Michael and Sebastian, and note, Sebastian, you've been muted by Brenda, so there's all sorts of double mute and various other issues going on, I'm sure. From the work parties, is there anything that you desperately need to share with us in the leadership call, or will we just give our usual couple of minutes availability in the agenda for the plenary coming up? Michael?
Nothing that I have.
Thank you. I just noticed your mic was open, so I thought you might have wanted to get attention. Jennifer, you've got your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Jennifer. I was hoping that either Daniel or Casey might be on the call. I just wanted to note that the reviews work party is in the process of scheduling a call, and it looks like that's going to be tomorrow around 1700 or 1800 UTC. So please expect an invite for that. And of course, everybody is welcome to join. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Jennifer. I appreciate that. And I'd also appreciate if you could train people, especially Daniel, who keeps putting things out, I'm sure, to suit Casey. But, you know, UTC is a time we all need to deal with, not some sub-time zone in the Americas. So if you can retrain them to actually put out notices in UTC, I know you will, but most of us would appreciate it in the advance warning as well. That would be fantastic. Thank you. Sebastian, do you have anything you want to just type in chat? No need? Okay, great. Thank you very much. I just have to scroll down to see that. It was cut. Okay, not seeing. Oh, yes, there is Vanda. Vanda, is there anything from your group then?
Hi, everyone. Sorry to be a bit late. No, nothing for our group. We are working on the finalization of our draft report. I believe we are going well, and Bernard has exchanged ideas with us. So we are good. On point three, I really would like to understand what is the request to do what for that Casey is asking for. What is the focus and the goal for that request, and that I could not understand clearly. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda, and that's a, we'll use that as a segue to our next agenda item for today's call. Thanks for that. Sounds to me like we just budget a minimum amount of time for work party updates in our upcoming agenda. We should be fine with all of that. Our next agenda item is to discuss KC's request to link with the relevant call transcripts to each ATRT2 recommendation in the spreadsheet as requested on the review's work party call. Jennifer, you've got your hand up with that, okay.
Thanks, this is Jennifer. Yeah, I can try and kind of fill people in on this one, but basically Casey, during the review's work party call, was asking a few questions about, I think, the language of whether or not assessment on the ATRT2 recommendations was closed, meaning that the review team was not ever going to revisit that text again, which is not the case. As you know, the review team will be revisiting the report in Singapore. But from staff perspective, I wanted to note that, so Casey had kind of asked if it would be possible to link to the records of the discussions were at points when the team had discussed each of the ATRT2 recommendations in the plenary call. And there were, in fact, two calls where the discussions were substantive, and then there were a couple more where we had kind of touched on the ATRT2 recommendations. And so I went into the spreadsheet today, and I put links to the plenary meeting itself where each of those recommendations were discussed. So, for example, if you have a look at recommendation 2, it will say, here's a link to the meeting on X of August where you can find the transcript and where you can also find the recording. And so that should help anybody who was not able to attend those calls or who has questions about what was discussed previously regarding those recommendations. They can simply click on the meeting, click on the transcript and search in the transcript, and they should be able to find those discussions quite easily. So that is what I have done from the staff side. And if I misrepresented any of the discussions, Cheryl or Bernie, please do speak up. And if you think there would be additional work that would be useful, let us know. And obviously we can discuss that, how long that might take. But I'm hoping that that piece of work that we have done now will be helpful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. That's terrific. In fact, I would call that then the agenda should say an update on Casey's request to link the relevant call transcripts, because it sounds to me like you've got that work well and truly done. And I certainly think that is going to tick all the boxes that as I understood it, she was keen to see happen. But we can only test that once she has a look at what you've done. So. Bernie, do you think we need to pick up anything more in this agenda item?
Nope, all good.
Excellent. Okay, so Vanda, I think that then has answered your question as well, that KC was particularly concerned that should anyone wish to drill down into the proof, the auditability of what we've said in our deliberations, in how we came up with our classifications, etc., regarding what we thought was the implementation degree and effectiveness level of the ATRT2 recommendations, so that could be more easily sought. So,
okay. Vanda, for the record. Okay, I do believe it's a lot of work, but maybe it will be helpful for the future reading of what we have done. But anyway, there will be all the records there. I don't know if we need to make it this huge work on that, reading each one of those links to when we talk for each ATRT2 recommendation. But anyway, appreciate what Jennifer have done. And I hope it's enough for Kay.
Thank you, Vanda. Yes, I too agree with you in terms of the huge amount of work, and certainly want to call out specifically Jennifer's heroic and, dare I say, in my view, unnecessary efforts, but it will indeed make it a very easy job for anyone who doesn't understand how to look up a wiki page and read through all of the archives that would be associated with any ATRT. Certainly, it would mean that the records of our ATRT are a lot more cross-linked than any of the others in any review team of any wiki pages I've looked at, and I've looked at them all. So we certainly are setting a new benchmark, Vandy, you are correct. But thanks, huge thanks for that, that Jennifer. It is a heroic amount of effort. So with that, and our great thanks for that, let's hope that it is going to satisfy what KC was concerned about, and we will be all able to move on. With the next agenda item, however, we now hopefully will pick up the pace a little bit and look very briefly at our agenda for our 9th of October meeting. It is the relatively now rinse and repeat. Sorry, Bernard. Go ahead, Bernie.
Thank you. Section 5, we need to, on top of that, add Section 3, which we didn't finish the survey last week.
Good catch. Okay, so that's one edit. When we get to Section 5, we need to start off with Section 3. Great. Thank you very much. So other than the usual administrivia, including a little tiny moment on Singapore and probably about 3 to 5 minutes all up on the work parties updates, we've now got the edit there, adding Section 3 in. Bernie, is the rest going to take up all the rest of the time then?
Three is a bit of a beast, as we know, so it's going to take a while. Section 4, I don't think there's a lot there. Section 11.
And that's going to take a while, I thought.
Yeah, it might take a while to discuss. So, I think we're going to be in for at least 90 minutes, if not the full 2 hours.
Okay. All right. So we won't even attempt to do anything other than just remind people about the engagement sessions for diary, et cetera, in Montreal. Just tell them that it's going to be coming out. Assuming, Jennifer, that we'll be sending, you've already sent some ICALs out, but you'll be sending ICALs out for any more that are coming in.
Thanks, this is Jennifer. Yes, exactly right. We'll be sending ICALs. I believe they're the ALAC actually is the only one that we need to send right now. But I just wanted to just quickly have that on the schedule because I know some people aren't always able to keep on top of their calendar so far in advance. It's just a reminder that there are some sessions scheduled and please check your calendars, basically. Thank you.
So it won't take us too long, but we'll be fine. Terrific. And I thought we had decided already not to hold the 16th of October meeting. Is this going to be a discussion?
This is Jennifer. So I took from the call last week that nobody really raised any concerns about not having the call, but I didn't record it as an actual decision, so I thought it worth just confirming that we should cancel.
Okay, so it's a sort of information, this is where we think we are, does anyone object? Fine, it'll all be removed from your calendar shortly, message. Okay, good.
Okay, thank you. So we'll take that as an action and decision. Thank you very much.
And that means that unless anyone has any other business for today's call, we will be asking for a quick rerun from you now on those action items and decisions reached out of today's call, and we can wrap this call up as short as humanly possible.
Thanks. I see Sebastian.
Sorry,
go ahead, Sebastian.
You are much better than me, Cheryl, to have two calls at the same time. And I am not very good. I have just one question. I don't recall, it's a question about per diem. I don't recall if we got per diem or if I received it. I have received the one for Montreal, and I don't think I have received anything for Singapore, but maybe it's not per diem. Then I wanted just to be sure what it is supposed to be and how we will handle the any cost we have during the Singapore meeting. Sorry for this very basic question.
No problem at all. If it's affecting you, Sebastian, I'm sure it's affecting others as well. Jennifer?
Thank you. This is Jennifer. Yes, it should be per diem, and I can certainly take an action to check with travel on their timelines. I don't have that information myself, but thanks for the question, and we'll get back to you.
But maybe it's my side which is wrong. Then don't make a big case on that. Just verify if we received and if I will check on my side.
Sure. Okay.
It's
thank you.
A little bit trouble. For thank you very much, and sorry for that.
Sebastian, Cheryl here. I've just opened up. I have a card, which is my travel card account, and it's the only thing that goes into my travel card account, other than when I'm doing personal travel, is money from ICANN for ICANN meetings these days. So it's very easy for me to check. I just have, and no, there is not. There appears to be the Montreal funds in there, which is all very nice and for once in advance, but there's certainly nothing for Singapore, which is before Montreal.
Thank you.
Okay, so Jennifer, that AI is going to be something that affects everyone, and I'm sure that's going to be questions for other travellers on our call coming up on the 9th. So the earlier we get a reaction back from CT, the better. We may as well get ahead of it and put an update from you on that in agenda item 3 under the Singapore face-to-face meeting, Heather.
Thank you, and certainly I will do that. And then I'm just going to launch into the rest of the action items and decisions that we captured, which are quite minimal, but obviously a couple of agenda changes that we discussed. And then I am going to check with travel regarding the Singapore per diem, and we are going to cancel the plenary meeting on the 16th. And speaking of meetings, I did just want to, we had some weird things going on with the calendar this week. So some of you may have received invites for various ATRT3 meetings, but I do want to confirm that the next time we will meet is the usual Wednesday, and it's 1100 UTC. Thank you.
Come off mute helps. Thanks very much, Cheryl, for the record. That's great. Can I just before we say goodbye, if Vanda's saying she's got both Montreal and Singapore, they may be working through things. Vanda might just want to share with you the dates that the Singapore money came into her account, if she has that available.
Yes. Last week.
So while you're tracking things down, that may make like last week. Okay.
Okay, Vanda, for the record, is I just received the information, but my bank account is in United States, so it's easy for them to make the transfer. And they add both Singapore and Montreal. I can send to Jennifer if she wants to.
Okay, that might be useful for Jennifer to track all of these things down, if you don't mind, Vanda, because it may
no
very
problem.
Well be the difference between a local US-based bank and overseas transfers.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. And with that, looking forward to our meeting on the 9th of October. And bye for now. Thanks,
okay,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Happy Wednesday.